This week on News and Views, a look at the current landscape of political election financing. It's estimated well over $1 billion will be spent by November 6th on advertisements in support of President Barack Obama and presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney. That's partly a result of the decision in the 2010 blockbuster U.S. Supreme Court campaign finance case, Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission. University of Pennsylvania political science professor Tom Segrew says big money in politics have made happy bedfellows ever since the Gilded Age.
We had phenomena like the senators from Pennsylvania being nicknamed the senators from Pennsylvania Railroad because of the enormous amount of influence that big companies had over the selection of members of the Senate.
Segrew says the Constitution's 17th Amendment, ratified in 1913, called for the direct election of senators by the people in order to curb that kind of pay-for-play.
U.S. senators were selected by state legislatures, and so they weren't actually elected. Corporate interests could put money into supporting the campaign, sometimes outright bribes, sometimes gifts and contributions as ways of winning over the support of those legislators.
Segrew says the main drift of campaign finance law had been an effort to level the playing field. Then along came Citizens United.
United undid in really one fell swoop more than 100 years of campaign finance regulation and reform to keep corporations and businesses from having an undue influence over the political process.
Next on News and Views, a professor of constitutional law shares his view of the significance of Citizens United. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I am Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Voters cast their ballots this November. It's estimated that between the two presidential candidates, over $1 billion will have been spent on advertisements. That partly stems from a controversial 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling on campaign finance. This week on News and Views, a few perspectives on Citizens United, the Federal Election Commission. Professor Roger Smith teaches constitutional law at the University of Pennsylvania. He describes Citizens United in a nutshell.
A variety of for-profit and non-profit corporations could use whatever funds they had available for electioneering that would clearly favor one candidate over another. A set of limitations on their powers to do so were all swept away.
Smith says Citizens United significantly overturned a rule prohibiting ads by outside groups from using a candidate's name within 60 days of a general election or 30 days of a primary.
If you can limit expenditures of funds on campaign messages during that period, it does have a limiting effect on expression at the time when it's most likely to be politically potent.
Smith says Super PAC money has disproportionately benefited Romney, but the evidence simply isn't in yet to say Citizens United will be a political game changer.
There are a lot of people opposed to Obama's vision of government who are willing to spend more than ever before. That would have been true even if McCain-Feingold had been upheld, and they would have had plenty of ways to spend money. So whether the decision actually is consequential in increasing the influence of money in politics is very debatable.
Next, a political science professor specializing in political psychology weighs in on how the American people feel about mixing big money with politics. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
It's estimated well over $1 billion will have been spent on advertisements by Election Day. That's partly the result of the controversial 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission. This week on News and Views, a few perspectives on the significantly altered campaign finance landscape. David Redlawsk teaches political science at Rutgers University and focuses on political psychology. Redlawsk says Americans, by and large, don't pay much attention to specific Supreme Court cases. He compares Citizens United to Bush v. Gore, both exceptional in that they are actually on the public's radar.
Every now and then, there's a decision that really becomes highly visible and is talked about all the time in the media, which means people become aware of it, and Citizens United is certainly one of those. Even if you ask people and they can't tell you the name of the case, you know, they have some sense that something happened where people can spend a lot of money.
Redlawsk says the American public views Citizens United as further proof of a political system that's corrupt, root and branch.
The polling shows there's a lot of support for, expressed in polls, for doing something about this.
Redlawsk says Citizens United has further caused an erosion of support for the Supreme Court as an institution.
A tendency now to believe that the judges are swayed by politics rather than by something called the law, which is different than it used to be. And I don't think it's just Citizens United, but it's Citizens United on top of the political environment that's highly polarized and on top of decisions like Bush v. Gore, which Democrats have certainly not forgotten.
To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.